Could your sugar cravings be secretly triggering migraine attacks, even if you think you handle carbs fine? Welcome to Migraine Heroes, a podcast for people living with chronic migraines with years of pain, misunderstanding, and lack of answers. I'm Diane Ducarme. I've helped more than 1,000 people reduce the burden of migraines and feel more in control. My mission in life? To help 1 million people. Each episode brings you grounded insight into what your body might be asking for and what can truly help. Just to keep you fully supported, this podcast is educational. For diagnosis or medication, always work with your doctor. Now, take a breath and let's dive in. In this episode, you will learn why blood sugar instability might be a silent trigger you did not even connect to your migraines and how to spot it in your day-to-day life. The 5 surprising reasons glucose swings can spark headaches pathways, including the role of insulin, hormones, dehydration, and brain inflammation, and practical sugar eating strategies that satisfy your cravings without fueling attacks. Stay with me till the end, because you not only understand the biology of sugar and migraines, but also how to navigate cravings without guilt or without triggering pain. I will start by sharing with you something I'm not particularly proud of, that really does not sit well with me, and yet happened to me. When I was around 20 years old, I'd fast in the morning, fast at lunch, so no food until I'd come back from university, and binge on a ton of sugar and nasty thing. A full, nasty, nasty binge. My body was a complete mess. It was on the back of my skiing accident. I was not feeling good in my skin. One of my legs was about triple the other one. I had gained 2 full sizes, and I was just getting more and more out of shape and out of balance the more I tried to fix it. At night, I could feel my body swollen and gain weight. I could feel the heat in my thighs. I hate that feeling of self-negligence. I would have gone typically through a cycle of perfection diet. I hated it. I'd go from diet to binge. And it took me a solid 12 years to fix the root cause of that problem. And that is in part why I do what I do. Because it is so nice to live a life when you are freed. And even if it's freed from cravings, in this case, sugar cravings. And the imbalances that caused it will be the object of other podcasts. Had to do with blood, had to do with kidney. Here we are going to dismantle all of these feelings I was having after that ton of sugar and why it felt so bad and how to avoid these altogether, especially for a migraine brain. So let's start plain and simple. What are blood sugar spikes? Blood sugar spikes are rapid rise in glucose after eating carbohydrate-rich foods. Normally, when glucose increases in your bloodstream, your pancreas releases insulin to help cells absorb that glucose for energy. In people with fragile metabolic responses or very out of balance habits like mine, these spikes and subsequent drops can be dramatic, causing a roller coaster effect rather than a steady stream to fuel the brain. So why does this matter for migraines? Your brain runs almost entirely on glucose. Sudden swings in glucose can alter cerebral blood flow, neurochemistry, and neurotransmitter release, all known to influence headache pathways. And studies have shown that glucose instability increases inflammatory signaling and can trigger the trigeminal nerve pathways heavily implicated in migraine pain. A growing body of research indicates an association between dysregulated glucose handling and headache disorders. For example, population studies show people with higher post-meal glucose variability report more frequent and severe headaches than those with smooth glucose curves. Now, let's walk through 5 super powerful mechanisms in which sugar is going to impact your brain and how each one can quietly push you closer to a migraine attack. So, mechanism number 1, insulin and the brain. High blood glucose is going to lead to surges in insulin. In people with insulin resistance or hyper-responsive insulin release, the brain may become temporarily starved of steady glucose, triggering compensatory neurochemical cascades, including the release of stress hormones like cortisol, which are linked to migraine onset. that starvation and fullness oscillation is definitely something I felt. Mechanism number two, neuroinflammation. Rapid rise and falls in glucose is going to increase markers of inflammation. And that one I could clearly feel so strongly. Chronic neuroinflammation sensitizes migraine pathways, lowering your pain threshold. Elevated inflammatory cytokines have been documented a lot after glucose variability episodes. Mechanism number three, dehydration and electrolyte shifts. We know that sugary foods and drinks draw water into the gut and bloodstream shifts, influencing hydration status. And dehydration is a well-established migraine trigger. And when glucose spikes, your body loses more fluid as insulin shuttles glucose into cells. Now that one is a lot more subtle to feel because you can feel puffed and swollen, yet you are dehydrated. Let me promise you that much. It's much harder to perceive. It is one I can actually only perceive now because my diet is so balanced, I actually lose weight if I eat sugar because I lose precious hydration. Not good for skin. I try not to do it too often. But sometimes a little indulgence is nice. Mechanism number four, serotonin and mood. Blood glucose fluctuations is going to impact serotonin synthesis. Migraine is closely tied to serotonin pathways, and unstable glucose can provoke mood swings and pain sensitivity. Mood swings, yes, absolutely. I was not feeling myself in those years. Imaging studies have shown altered serotonin receptor activity in migraine sufferers with glucose dysregulation. And then mechanism number five, autonomic nervous system stress. Glucose swings provoke sympathetic nervous system responses, the same fight or flight circuit that can tighten blood vessels and amplify pain signaling. Chronic autonomic stress is a common theme in migraine research, and I personally could perceive a lot more stress in those years. So the science points to blood sugar instability as a real physiological stressor that can tip your nervous system toward migraine vulnerability. So let's go east. Through an Eastern lens, sugar in itself isn't bad, but it's directional. In traditional Chinese medicine, sugar has a sweet, damp-producing nature. Sweetness is meant to build and ground. It nourishes the spleen and calms the nervous system when used correctly. And I want to insist on that, when used correctly. But in excess, or eaten in isolation, is going to do the exact opposite. It's going to slow things down. It's going to thicken fluid. Is going to create dampness. Think brain fog, think heavy limbs, think sluggish thinking, and that migraine-adjacent pressure feeling behind the eyes, that one. This isn't about calories. It's about whether the brain receives clean, moving qi, or sticky, congested fuel. So here's where it gets edgy. The modern migraine brain already runs hot, fast, and sensitive. Sugar heats like a flare. A rapid rise that feels soothing for a moment, then drops the nervous system into instability. In traditional Chinese medicine terms, dampness blocks the clear yang from rising to the head, while liver qi gets trapped and frustrated. That's why sugar can calm you for 10 minutes and punish you for 10 hours. It's not a lack of discipline. It's a mismatch between the food's energetic speed and the brain's capacity to process it. Now, Ayurveda backs this up completely with different language, but the same warning. Sweet taste is grounding, but only when Agni, your digestive fire, is steady. Refined sugar overwhelms Agni, creating Ama that clogs subtle channels feeding your brain. So here's a translation for 2026. Sugar floods the system faster than your body can metabolize it into usable energy, so it turns into noise neurologically and hormonally. So both West and East are really telling us the same thing. Instability in your internal energy flow, whether measured as a blood glucose or qi, is a common pathway for triggering migraine pain. Now, here's the advice of today's podcast. Don't remove sugar. Educate it. Sweet foods are not the enemy. Isolated sugar is. When sweetness is eaten on its own, it rushes the system and destabilizes a sensitive brain. But when you pair it with protein, healthy fat, fiber, or a touch of warming spice, it slows down, it integrates, and it becomes usable fuel rather than neurological noise. This isn't a trend, it's ancient metabolic wisdom. In Eastern traditions, sugar was always contextual, never a solo act. Balance the input and the brain stays steady. Ignore context and the migraine brain pushes back hard. And remember, every small step you take moves you closer to freedom. You are powerful, you're resilient, and you're no longer alone. Keep rising, migraine hero.